This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sweden down 4, Leroy, to Lithuania. 12 seconds left. I don't know if the Swedes have it in them right now, Leroy. I'm telling you.
So I'm looking at, you know, I like to peruse our Twitch and YouTubers.
Yep.
And I would say Joker. He says, Commanders made that jump last year. Texans did it 2 years ago. Texans play in a terrible position, a terrible division. So it's not that hard.
Yeah. We'll get to that. We'll get back to that in just a second. But I got a surprise. I got a surprise for you.
What's up?
Go out to a guest line, Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop with 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And ToyotaofHollywood.com. A legend is here to defend the honor of Eurobasket because you have been making fun of me goodness. For watching it, and I have been loving every minute of it. So I am bringing in an MVP to tell you you need to get your ass to start watching some Eurobasket. The legend, Goran Dragic, stopping by the program. Hello, Goran. I think we
What's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Leroy.
What's going on?
How are you guys?
Hey. Gordon, I can't trust nobody who believes the reason why they talk English on the sidelines is because of TV coverage.
But Leroy, you have to watch Eurobasket because most of the NBA players are the best Euro players in the league right now. So,
well, the only reason why I get frustrated, and this is the honest truth, and Tobin to tell you this, I see our players, the Heat players, go over there and ball out, right? Nico's been a pro for 6 years now, right? And then they come over here and sit on the bench and supposed scared to use them because they're young. And I just get so frustrated that I don't want to see them play over there because it just frustrates me when they come over here and don't play. That's why I feel that way.
Okay, I got you. No, I agree. But, you know, when you're representing your country, it's a different feeling. You know the guys, you grow up with them, you know how to play with them. So it's a little bit different, you know, when Nico got to Miami Heat, you know, he needs to learn the system, the first year in the league. But, you know, I'm telling you one thing. I'm expecting big things this season from Nico. He's looking good over there, so.
Gogi, he's killing it right now.
I hope so because
let's just hope that he's gonna stay healthy.
Yes, that's right. Well, and keep in mind he was playing a lot of minutes before he got hurt, and so I'm not saying he wasn't playing, but this has got to be the most European players that the Heat have had in a while, like or ever.
Yeah,
like I can't even think so. You know, to be able to see some of these guys, I think the promising aspect of it is to be able to see some of these guys that you really didn't get to see in college because you weren't watching Illinois or Arizona, and to see them in the element where they're needed and their country needs them to perform well and they're going out and performing, that's a positive thing, of course. I know how Spo is with young players. And I'm just like, I get frustrated.
No, you're also mad at me because I'm keep peppering you with Portugal-Serbia updates at 6 in the morning. But yes. I can't help it. I've been hooked. Go on. I've been hooked on it. I've been watching every damn game. I just watched Sweden lost to Lithuania. But it was a really good game. And Pelle was impressive. And I see these fans. They're going bananas. Like, you see the flags and the countries. Like, this is just a group game. And they're all advancing. But these fans are going nuts. I can't even imagine what that's like for you when you're like representing your country and they're all going crazy with each other.
No, it's unbelievable. You know, just to be in that environment in Eurobasket and you see all these, you know, fans representing their own country, the flags, it's a different energy. You know, it's not like NBA game because, you know, most of NBA games, it's a little bit quiet. You know, over there, they cheer, they engage with the game, and it's a little bit different. And of course, you have your country on your back. If you don't perform well, you know, they're on your, you know what? So it's pretty awesome to play. And you know, we'll see. I mean, so far Eurobasket has been tremendous. Today we had some upset. You know, Great Britain beat Montenegro. So that's really a tough situation. You know, my guy Nikola Vucevic is out of the tournament, and you know, we're gonna see a lot of more teams that they're gonna surprise us.
Did you like when you won? It felt like that was a big upset for Slovenia at the time, was it not? Because it felt like you the way you were running with it, you guys winning that thing. I remember like the welcome you got. It felt monstrous for your country that you had that run that year. Did you guys think you had a chance that year when you won?
No, we did. I mean, you know, Slovenia, we really have such a good basketball players, and we always was one of the favorites, like let's say top seven, top six teams to make it. But we always choke in semifinals, you know, quarterfinals, semifinals. And, you know, 2017, we really had a good team with a good coach, Igor Kokoschko. Then we bring in Anthony Randolph, who we really miss as a position 4 and 5. We don't have big guys. And then really make a great chemistry. And that year we went all the way undefeated. You know, we beat Serbia, we beat Latvia, Greece, France, all these powerhouses, Spain. And that was something unique. So
is this some of this is like one of the bigger opportunities where NBA teams get to see the younger guys? Like, some of these guys make the team, haven't come over to the NBA yet, and it's an opportunity to see these guys play at the highest level?
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, Leroy, they have so many scouts in Europe. They go watch club ball, and, you know, they already know everything about them.
Right.
But it's exposure. Definitely, right. Like you said, you know, when you play for your national team, you know, especially young players, they got that extra energy, extra step, and definitely it's a good tournament, you know, to have young player and to showcase their talent. But, you know, if I'm honest, all the GMs, the scouts in NBA, they already know everybody. Right. So
everybody, they all got the book now. There's no more mysteries anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So have you seen a little bit of Nico in this tournament? What have you thought about how he's been playing? Because he seems like he's been putting up some monster numbers for him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a second leading scorer. What I really like about him, he's really versatile. You know, he can defend. When he gets a rebound, he's really pushing the ball. So he's playing at the fast pace. And, you know, he's a Swiss knife. At Eurobasket, he can defend 1, 2, 3, 4. And he's making the outside shot, 3-point. And, so far, you know, him and Jokic are the best players in the Serbian squad. And now it's going to be crucial for him to step up even more because, you know, Bogdan Bogdanovic got hurt. So he was probably the second, third options, and now it's on Nico to be that guy.
It is crazy though, because like he's now he has had experience, you know, getting the World Cup and the Olympics the last couple of years. I know he was banged up, but like, is there a difference, I guess, between international competitions when, you know, from year to year? I'm sure the Olympics is like the biggest one, but when you get to this one, is there any type of difference with the atmosphere that he's going to be facing?
I mean, you know, at the Olympics, you have some teams that they're competing from, you know, Asia, Africa. They're not maybe at the same level. You know, Eurobasket is really tough because it's a lot of good teams and you have a lot of competitions. But, you know, in the end of the day, is the same excitement, you know, Olympics, the World Cup, the Eurobasket. You know, Serbia, if you look, they've been winning a lot of medals, but only they were always second place. So this is the time they have to, you know, win gold medal. It's a lot of pressure on them. And I think Serbia, Germany strong. Then France has really young team, but they're looking good. Then you have Greece with Giannis. So it's a lot of teams, you know, they're going to compete for their gold medal. So it's going to be really exciting to see.
Is there anything that would it tear if we get a Slovenia Serbia matchup with affinity to Nikola Jovic? Any conflict, or will you still refer to Slovenia?
He said no.
Tobin, no, we don't want that smoke. Trust me, we're not in position to fight for the medals. You know, we have one of the best players in the world. You know, Luka in our team, but unfortunately we don't have a supporting cast. So we don't want that smoke. We already seen the preparation game against Serbia.
That. Yeah, that was a tough one.
Almost 40 points difference. So no.
Do you think it's like a, is it just, do these things go in cycles for Slovenia? Like, do you think there's anybody coming down the pipe to help Luka maybe in 2-3 years? Like, is that just how it goes with international ball?
Yeah, we have a huge gap in between. Not a lot of, depth, talented players, but we do have a couple of young prospects. You know, our young team, under 18 or under 20 just won a silver medal in the World Cup. So we do have three or four prospects, but they're still young. They are like 15, 16, 17 years old. So they're going to need time to develop the game. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know what I'm disappointing with Slovenia this summer? They put two young players in the squad, but they didn't even get no minutes because I don't know why. First of all, we're not gonna fight for the biggest. We're not gonna fight for a medal, so why not to put young players in to develop them and try to think about the future? Because, you know, most of these players are 32, 30, 34. So probably this is the last Eurobasket for them, and we have to, you know, flip the page.
Goran, you sound like us as Heat fans when we want Spo to play the young guys.
I'm actually, you know, on two hills with Miami Heat and with national team. So I'm like,
you want to see? Yeah. Let's see. You're typical. Let's see what they got. I just want to see them out there.
Goran, I said the same thing that you're saying about the Miami Heat last year, because especially in NBA basketball, all you do is push the amount of time you have to evaluate a guy before you got to give him big money. So if you find yourself in a situation like last year, the Heat only won 37 games, find out. Give them an opportunity sooner so that if they have that one really good year, you've seen them play so you know where they're projected, instead of just having that one big year and now you got to decide whether to max a guy out because you sat him for 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, I agree, but at the same time, you know, the Miami Heat, especially last year, we were in that position that we are fighting for 8 spot, 9, 10.
Right.
So you're still hoping, you know.
Right.
You know, maybe the team going to click, you know. We all know in people in organization, they don't like losing. They're going to fight. So, you know, probably that's
Goran. You know. Goran. All right, look at me right here. They wasn't going to win a medal, right? So
I mean, it was a lot of a few teams better than us, but you know, you're still hoping, though. You know,
yeah,
know
for sure.
I got you.
It was an interesting year because, you know, like, you know, Jimmy left, Bam and Tyler kind of go into this role where, like, now they're the dudes. You know, do you think that, like, with all that stuff behind, do you think that they can, you know, almost be a little bit more clear this year as far as not having to navigate all that stuff and just kind of have a normal year that could equate to them? Because we know how talented Bam and Tyler are, but is there an ability maybe to go even better for them now that they don't have to handle the headache of the drama of that?
Yeah. I really believe that they can do it because, you know, it's really tough to play when you have drama around yourself. You know, the situation that happened last year with Jimmy, it didn't help nobody. It didn't help Jimmy. It didn't help the team. So, you know, it was a mess up situation. And, you know, when you're a player and you see your teammates going through or the team, you know, it affects you, how you play, how you prepare as a team. And I definitely believe that this year we're going to have more calmness. Spo going to be more calm. Coach is going to be more calm. They're going to, you know, have time to prepare team. And, you know, when you're calm, you perform better. You know, your confidence grows. Everything is much easier. You sleep better. You eat more. You know, it's all those stuff. And I really believe that this year, I like the additions that the team they bring. And we'll see. It's going to be a fun year.
They posted you with the Rook, Kasperis. What kind of wisdom did you give the rookie?
I just came to practice. I talked to Queenie and Spo a little bit to go there and to share my story to Kasperis. You know, he's a great first of all a great kid. He has a lot of talent. Of course, we need to give him time. But you know, I was at practice and give him some pointers and. I'm hoping a little bit to work with him because especially I see the talent, but you know, we need to get him to play at the higher pace, to push the ball a little bit more. And when he plays pick and roll to see what is going on and not to pass the ball when he jumps in there. So to be more consistent. But I think he's a huge talent, big body. He can play defense. He's tough as nails. So, definitely we'll see.
You teach that iron shoulder to him? Give him the keys to that?
Not yet. But I'm here. Yeah, you know, I told him I'm here. If you need me, I would love to work with him. And, you know.
Before we get you out of here, Goran, I got to ask, man. I saw you did some traveling this summer. One, what was it like riding a camel?
Oh, it was not fun. First of all, it's really, it's crazy, man. Just to get on the camel and then when she stands up, it's a little bit, you know, nerve-wracking. You know, my kids, they love it. But I was not a huge fan. I'd rather, you know, ride a horse than a camel.
So wait, like, is this one of those things that dad had to be convinced to do, or you just had to go because you had to make sure the kids?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Especially my daughter, Victoria, and my son, Matteo. They're like, let's go. You know, we were in Egypt a little bit, and definitely it was a good experience. But, you know, I'm not a huge fan of a camel. So
it's crazy. And then, so like, what were you doing in Africa? You were doing like some charity work in Africa. It looked like you were up to some good work over there.
Yeah, we went to Kenya, Nairobi. I work with Starfish Foundation and with Wave Foundation. You know, we are building some farms over there, and Starfish Foundation is doing school. Computer school for the kids over there, and I really want to give some money and to open the first basketball court in Maasai region. So we did that, and you know, it was awesome experience. We played some basketball, we visit some kids school, and was a really good experience, especially for my kids, and you know, to show them, you know, not everything is for granted, and was an awesome experience.
That's some awesome work, man. Hey, do you got a prediction for Eurobasket? Do you think Jovic can bring home the gold?
Yeah. I'm gonna stick with my prediction. I already gave my prediction to Eurobasket, so I'm gonna go Serbia gold medal. Then from, let's say, Germany second place, and I see maybe Greece third, but you know, I didn't know at the beginning of the tournament, Turkey really looks good. You know, Turkey is playing tremendous. Şengün is doing his thing. So this is the team that they can win a medal too. So.
Can't wait to check it out, man. Hey, thank you for coming on here and schooling Leroy on Eurobasket. I think now I got him into watching. I got him
all
now.
All love.
You're going to be watching.
Leroy. Wait.
Hey. All love.
I had an idea of who he was bringing on. And so I thought that I could just sit back because, you know, listen, all love to a guy that would put a kangaroo suit on for another man. Right. So
we had to defend
his honor.
I
thought he was going to roll it.
But no, look, Leroy, now Eurobasket starts. Now it's going to be the good, fun games, tough games. So now we're going to see a lot of competition.
Okay.
And knockout stage. That's going to be the really fun.
So wait, on TV, they got the mic'd up. Do the coaches speak English for the TV networks, or is that for the team? I don't know. Like, I feel like they go to these huddles and they're not speaking their home language. They're speaking in English.
You know why? You know why? Well, you know, 2017, we had Anthony Randolph in our team. So coaches, you know, everybody speaks English anyway in Slovenia national team. So it's much easier to communicate in English. So we don't have to translate, you know, from Slovenian language to English to Toby. And to Toby, to Anthony. So that's why probably most of the teams, because they have a foreign player in the squad, that's why they speak English.
That's why you yelled at your team in English. And
And keep in mind, all the players are national teams, but the coaches may come from other countries.
Exactly. Yeah. That too. Good point, Leroy. Yep. So yeah, most of the coaches are not from their country. You know, Poland. For example, Poland has a Croatian coach. You know, Georgia national team has a Serbian coach. You know, so it's a lot of coaches. They're coming from different countries. Yeah.
Goran, you're the man, dude. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Goran.
You, buddy. And all the best. Have a great year. I'm sure we'll see you around the arena a bunch. And enjoy it.
Yeah, I will definitely. I'm coming to see a couple of games. And maybe I see you guys in a media day. So.
I like that. Right. Hey, if you do, you got to stop by the show, buddy.
I will, man. Thank you so much.
All right, there you go. Goran Dragic joining us there. We'll take a break. Back with more of what I told you, man. I was bringing in the big guns for Eurobasket defense.
I had a feeling like there's only one guy that Tobin, because they have a relationship that if Tobin, Gord, can you absolutely right? no questions asked. To any man who would wear a kangaroo suit in 100-degree weather on South Beach with a sign.
I actually won two costumes for him because then I wore the dragon one to welcome him home.
Oh.
It's the only person I've ever worn two costumes for, let alone one.
Really?
We'll take
you didn't
a break.
Even do that for Miss Tobin. What's wrong with you, dude? You can't be a fireman and a doctor?
Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.